Yes. I have got to get down there for a game, damn it.
Was this like a rave?
Nah, so they start out with Space Odyssey, and then it goes into this, and the whole crowd's yelling USC. South Carolina may not be much, but damn it, they do it right.
Fight on.
South Carolina.
Oh, wrong USC.
No, this is the podunk one. Not that Hollywood stuff. All right, 3 o'clock. If you want the Micah Parsons stuff, we gave you an hour on it, just like we finished yesterday's show with it. We do want to get to college football. Why? We have actual games to talk about. So I wanted to do it this way. Michigan and Michigan State, in building a best case and worst case for each team. Okay, let's get the smart ass stuff out of the way. Yes, the worst case for each team could be 0-12. Yeah, okay, and an apocalypse and a meteor hitting a stadium. Let's leave that aside. That within reason, what is the worst case scenario for each of these teams? And then within reason, not a dream sequence, but within reason, the best case. And I want to talk through it, and certainly I want you guys to grab a line and let's get involved on it. I mean, do you want to start with Michigan or do you want to start with Michigan State? Let's just go from there. And look, Kenny is his, you know, normal snooty SEC help. Can provide. Well, listen, the Big Ten didn't do us any favors with the way they played last night. The offenses from Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Rutgers. Good God.
Rutgers scored.
They blocked a punt. I'm just making a point. Come on.
And they faked a punt. Yeah, too.
Come on. Like, really?
Okay. If only it meant more.
Okay, then. Let's start with Michigan. And, David, you were clairvoyant. You had them pegged last year. I was too optimistic with Michigan. So I would like to start with you. Let's use David as the North Star.
Okay.
Best case for Michigan, worst case for Michigan. And I need reasons.
The best case for Michigan is, and not trying to be funny here, Bryce Underwood is Trevor Lawrence and they win 10 games. That is the best case scenario.
10-2. Okay.
The worst case scenario is he's a freshman. And they win 7. I think that's the worst case scenario, that he's a freshman. They try to use him like he's really something, and he just turns the ball over a lot, and he just looks like a freshman, and they struggle, and they win 7 games.
I think he looked at my notes.
I did not.
I have the exact same best worst. I think their best case is 10 wins. I do think they're losing to Ohio State, and I do think they're losing to Oklahoma. Their best case, 10-2. I think the Oklahoma game is just too early in the schedule. But I think there's absolutely the ability to lose at Nebraska or lose against State or drop a game you just can't fathom. Why? Because you have a freshman quarterback. But best case, 10 wins. Worst case, 7. Yeah. Thanks, David. Wow. Thanks for stealing my notes.
Okay.
Well, the thing about the Nebraska game to me is, and I'm not saying Nebraska is this, you know, great team.
I was woefully unimpressed.
Correct. I was as well. But it is the very first
road game.
Road Big Ten game that Bryce Underwood will be in. That matters. That really matters. And if you look like a freshman, well, you lose that game.
All right. Best case, worst case for Michigan. Rico.
I got the best case, Mike, at 11-1. That Bryce Underwood is that guy. He's the best freshman we've ever seen.
Okay.
I think you lose at Oklahoma. Moment may be a little too big, but you know what? But make it 5 or 6 in a row over the Buckeyes, and you keep steamrolling them.
Okay, so Rico, 11 wins. What's the worst case?
Worst case, let me do the math real quick. Worst case, I have them at 5-7.
Whoa, holy hell.
That's
volatile.
What, best case is 11-1? I didn't get that reaction for that.
No, because it made sense. I mean, I think it's a little there, but it made sense.
It's
5, what happens?
5-7 is Bryce Underwood is like every other true freshman quarterback, makes a lot of mistakes.
So he turns into Dante Moore and he throws 5 pick-6.
Yeah, you know what? In and out of games.
All right.
You know, you got to play. You lose at Oklahoma, and then you'll go to Nebraska without your head coach. So that's maybe another loss.
5-11.
Yeah.
David is 7-10. Kenny, best case, worst case, U of M.
Best case, I also have 10 wins. He could be good enough where, I mean, he's a complete unknown, right? So he could be good enough to get you there. My worst case was just a little less than David. It was 6. It wasn't quite 5. But he could be bad enough because he's a freshman that he's actively costing them games they should win. And if that's the case, I'm not 5 wins bad yet, but I think 6 is, I think, right there for me.
If their schedule wasn't so easy, I would be able to work my way there. I just truly think the bottom would be 7. That even if he's well below average, overwhelmed, they can lean on the ground game, the defense can carry the day, and they really look.
And but you also have to figure in the fact that it's like the first time in 100 years they don't have 8 home games either. So he's going to have to go on the road.
How do they survive? All right, so there are best and worst case. Now let's do Michigan State. Best and worst, we start with Rico. Hold on. Oh, boy. All right, I'll go to Kenny. We'll get back to Rico. He's tabulating.
Best case for me, I'll say, I'm not trying to be too positive here, but I also want to set it like a guardrail for myself so I don't go crazy. I'll say 9 wins. Best case, 9 wins.
What comes along with that?
What do you mean?
Like, give me some color with that. Like, how do I arrive at 9 wins? Is Plaxico Burress coming back to school?
Well, no. I think if Jonathan Smith does what you wanted him to do and the players that he recruited and everybody, it all has to work as one. And that's still not saying 10 wins. That's still not saying a playoff victory. But you're a massive jump. And that's what you've asked from Jonathan Smith, is it not?
Yes. Okay, 9-3 is the best case. What is the worst case?
See.
Say it with your chest.
I don't want to upset you.
You're not. I have no feelings towards my team.
I'll say worst case, 5 wins.
Okay.
And by the way, neither of these are my prediction, so that nobody goes crazy at me in the Sparty Nation.
We're doing best case, worst case. None of this is like quotable.
Are you kidding me? Because the only people who heard was you said they're going to go 5-7.
See, what I'm looking at, though, is for both of these teams, though, it's year one of a quarterback, a freshman quarterback, and year two of a new head coach. So it's very volatile for me. It could go either way.
David, best and worst.
Best for Michigan State, and I really tried to go through this because I didn't want to be crazy. 7 wins.
Best?
7 wins would be the best.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of 50-50s there that I'm just leaning towards the other team.
All right, worst case.
5. Worst case would be the 5.
All right, David is basically saying they are gum at the bottom of a shoe. Thank you for that. Rico.
I'm not trying to say that. No. David, there are a lot of 50-50 games, but in best case scenario, kind of like the Lions last year, you win the coin toss.
I can't say 9, though. I cannot say 9.
I'm going to say, just like I said for the University of Michigan, best case scenario, they win all their 50-50 games. They lose to Penn State. They're 11-1. Worst case scenario, they lose all their 50-50 games.
So they're beating Michigan in the best case scenario in your mind.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean?
And the worst case is what?
Worst case scenario, they lose all their 50-50 games and they're sitting there at 4-8.
Okay. So my best and worst, I had the same one for Michigan. I think 10-2 is best case. I think 7-5 is worst. MSU, best case, best. Aiden Childs blossoms into a superstar, and a lot of these no names that they got in the portal can actually play. Best case, 9-3. Worst case, 5-7, and I bulldoze the building.
Right,
because there's a very real chance it just doesn't work.
Right, but Mike, when you look at their schedule, there are a ton of 50-50 games.
I also don't think the Big Ten's any good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You win all your 50-50 games.
I'm starting to sound like Kenny.
That's their best case to me.
But it's not good. Like, I don't look, freshman quarterback or not, or MSU or not, like, I'm sorry, watching Wisconsin last night or Rutgers or Minnesota, no, those are not games you lose. These are not good football teams, damn it. I don't care. I don't care if Sister Jean is starting for State. You don't lose those games. Wheel her ass out there.
Like I said, man, they win all their 50-50 games. I got both teams at 11-1, best case scenario.
The worst case, the bottom falls out 4-8.
They're 4-8.
So basically, State is far more volatile.
Yes.
David's is interesting because MSU is in this 5-6-7 category.
Oh, they can't win, regardless of David. Even in the 50-50 games, they're still losing.
What is your best case and worst case for your team?
I got your team at 11-1, David.
As a best case.
Yeah, as a best case.
Hater. Why not 12-0? 248-539-9797.
I just don't think that first road game will be a victory for him.
What do you have your team at this fall, guys? Michigan State, best and worst case scenarios. State plays tonight, Michigan plays tomorrow night. Obviously, God help us if either team lost. It's just about the variance levels. As Kenny put it, second year of Jonathan Smith and Aiden Childs, an assumed uptick. Bryce Underwood could be anything. He could be even a mystery box. So it's just variance.
But yeah, I think in your best case, you still beat Ohio State because Ryan Dale's an idiot and he'll lose and get fired.
Wow. 248-539-9797.
I mean, how many pros did he have last year and he lost?
I just liked that you straight up called him an idiot. I mean, it was just, you know, no, nothing. You just got right to it. All right. Well, here's how little anyone cares about college football. So fun. So F it. I'm going to go to Ward. He wants to talk Lions. I don't care. Ward, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. It's Warren. It's all right.
How are you? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good. Listen, I just gave you a call. I know Holmes been taking a lot of strays the last few days, and I don't like it. I think Holmes is the best GM this team has had since I've been watching him. I've been watching him since the 80s. I mean, Holmes makes his splash plays in the draft. I mean, he drafted Gibbs. I know the Philly GM went out and got Barkley. Well, we got our Barkley. We got him in the draft, and we didn't have to overpay for him. So I think instead of looking at it whereas he's not going out in the free agency and getting his players, he's getting them in the draft. I mean, had we traded for Branch, you know, on the radio, we'd say, oh, man, we got Branch. You know, we're going to win the Super Bowl. Had we traded for Gibbs, we'd have been excited about that. But Holmes is doing it through the draft.
And
so what I'm saying is that's where I think the difference is. That's why I think he's
no, the difference is fans don't care where you get the players from. They just want the players. And we're sitting here right now with three edge rushers, one of which has missed. Well, let's see. He's played three games in the last 2 years. Warren, he has a great drafting record. I agree with you. He's by far and away the best GM they've ever had. But the job is to win a Lombardi trophy. And if I know you said he's catching strays. See, I think that's a mischaracterization. Warren, it's okay to be critiqued. It's like a movie director. It could be a good movie. It doesn't mean that it's The Godfather. Like, it's just people want a little more help. And he seems reticent to do that. That's all.
No, I agree. I mean, I agree. And we do need to go out and get, you know, to take care of that itch. But when you look at it, I mean, we do have Hutch, and I know that's for some reason pushed under the rug that we went out and we drafted our Michael Parsons. We got Hutch, and we slowly building that line. That line right now still went 15-2 last year, even with backups coming.
See
in.
There, but there's the problem. Now we've hit on something. See, Warren, this is a psychosis that Lion fans are going through. And by the way, we were talking college football. But if you guys don't care, I don't care. So I want to address what Warren just said.
Okay.
That's a psychosis right there. Well, we went 15-2 last year. Last year's dead. Dead. It's the equivalent of saying Nona baked a cherry pie last Christmas. Problem. She died in March. It doesn't matter. It's gone. You have to stop. Oh, we won a game when our QB threw five picks last year. So what? You think that's just how it's going to be?
That's the recipe for winning.
You got to let it go. 15-2, 2-15. It's all the same. It's dead. Every team around the league, good, bad, or otherwise, last year's in the rearview mirror.
Well, no, it kind of goes to bring both subjects together. It goes to, well, we're talking about the 50-50 games. They were 7-2 in one score games last year. They caught a lot of breaks. And that's how they ended up at 15-2. You know, play here, play there, and we're not looking at that. But is that really a badge of honor when you get bounced in the first round?
Here's the other way you could play it. All right, you guys want to keep looking back at last year. Fine, I'll play your game. One quarterback had season-long injuries. Another quarterback was a ginger idiot fraud. And the other quarterback was a rookie whose head coach got fired midseason. Okay, now let's look at this year. That rookie hired your genius OC. Minnesota got rid of a ginger idiot, and they have potentially a star in J.J. McCarthy, and Jordan Love isn't dead. So, again, it doesn't matter what game you want to play. I don't want to talk about last year. It is irrelevant to what's going to happen this year. Last year was a memory. It's a thing. Yeah, you went 15-2. You also lost to a rookie and didn't win a playoff game. It's the same reason that the year prior has no impact on last year. You don't just build linear. teams take step back.
Right.
Teams come from nowhere to win it all. Lions have a really good team. They've got a real shot to do some special stuff. But man, if you think Brad Holmes was catching strays, I encourage you to go to a different sports market and understand. You know, you want strays? Go see how Brian Cashman's talked about in New York.
I think by strays, he meant Brad Holmes got criticism.
Oh, dear.
And by the criticism, it means, well, what else does he need to do? Look at
that's a Super Bowl.
But that's what he needs to do. That's when Lions fans go down the whole laundry list of, well, he drafted this player and this player. And that's great. What else? You know, that old Kobe Bryant commercial. More.
Yeah. That's what the NFL is. All right, ticket text, David. Go ahead. I apologize. I thought people cared about college football a little bit. Oops.
Can I ask a question about that real quick?
Which, what are we talking about?
About college football.
Yes, please.
Traction we've gotten on this for some reason.
Yes, here. It's right here.
Do you think, and we've talked about this all summer long, do you think that this sport actively pushing fans away, fans like you and me, do you think that that has caused this, what we're doing right now?
Oh, boy.
Kenny, you know what? I get where you're coming from.
He's on his game today.
But I'm going to say no. I think that's a little bit of an easy button topic. Here's why I think we're getting this right now. Think about this, though. For years, if you wanted to watch good football, where was it?
SEC?
Oh, so you're going the TV route of this.
No. David, it wasn't the Lions.
Oh.
For years, the Lions were kind of an afterthought. You cross your fingers, you hope, you tailgated, and let's just pray that we can do something.
That's how Michigan rose to popularity, though.
Right.
They were the NFL team here, right, and geographically much closer to Metro Detroit than East Lansing. Yes,
right.
That's
so
fair.
For years, that was the case. Now the Lions have simply moved past them and said, we got this now. And I think maybe that's why you're getting is because more people are focused. I mean,
a guy
stayed on hold for over an hour and a half just to say that we were hating and Brad Holmes was taking strays. He had to defend Brad Holmes.
It's so weird.
For an hour and a half, he stayed online.
But on a day like today, we used to have full, it's week one or two teams are starting this weekend in the city.
And Kenny, you know, and also, I mean, but think about it, all summer long, we bring up the Lions and we would get. Seriously, we bring up the Wings, we get full phone lines. We bring up the Pistons, full phone lines. I don't know. It's something happened this past 6 months in this city when it came to football.
I think you combine that with what we talked about this summer about all of our topics about whether it's streaming, whether it's the NIL, whether it's the portal, all the things that push fans away.
Yeah.
You combine that with the Lions, I think that's what does it.
Oh, and Kenny, I mean, I was serious with what I said. I mean, obviously, because of Cash the Ticket, yes, I watch more college football than I even want to. The product was horrific last night. Mm-hmm. Awful. And again, week one, Iowa State, Kansas State was not good football. No. You know, Hawaii, I can't believe I'm admitting to watching that. Hawaii, Stanford was not good football. It's problematic. It is. And I do think the NIL and the portal, to Kenny's point, you said this off air, so you get credit as well. You can't just slap together offensive lines. You can't just have a new quarterback with a new O-line and expect it to look good. Continuity matters.
Right. Where it may take 3 to 5 weeks before all of a sudden this offense works and it clicks and the quarterback knows the playbook. And first week, I mean, think about it. First week was always kind of iffy. Unless you just were that juggernaut team, you saw the warts, or the team would score, you know, a quick 5 touchdowns and bench everybody, and you really wouldn't know anything until the third or fourth week. Now, I think it's not just going to be, I think it's going to be nationwide. You're going to see a lot of bad football this week.
Well, and the other angle to it, and I know we're up against it, I think it's showing you the power of the NFL. College football is a nothing burger compared to the NFL.
Yeah.
And if the Lions are really, really good, no offense, but Michigan and Michigan State take a way back seat.
Well, the
third row of the SUV back seat.
Yeah. The ironic thing is college football took a swing to try to be like the NFL, and you lost out what made you special.
Where is that bell? Thank you. You don't have to say another thing today.
All right.
In fact, that
I'm on my way.
You just pushed off of Byron Russell. Walk off the court.
Okay.
End it. Go get that Melton moments. You deserve it.
Just don't come back with the Wizards.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't come back with some Rudy Pooh Wizards take later. All right. Go ahead.
Aiden Childs. First touchdown. All right.
Will you read?
97.
All right, let's get to the people. We'll get to the ticket text. We got the picks coming up. Who said it? Got a college football hot seat for everybody. Kind of give you a level set on the coaches who might need to find their kids new schools next year. We'll go to Jason, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I think, can I make a quick Lions comment after I make these predictions?
Yes.
I think Michigan's best case is 11-1. I can't see them going to Oklahoma in week two and winning that unless Bryce was God and ate apples off of orange trees. I think Michigan State, that was probably one of the funnier things you've ever said. That was really funny.
Jason, I just want you to understand something. Believe it or not, there are people who get upset at that. We're having fun because there's immense hype. None of it is a shot at the kid. Thank you for understanding what it is. Entertainment.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's just silly. Yeah, everybody's butthurt all the time. I think Michigan State, you know, could be 8-4, 7-5, best case. But if it goes south, maybe 5-7. My take on Lions, I was thinking about something when the guy called about the Lions. And I think it's this, like, Detroit versus everybody mentality that Lions fans or state of Michigan, Detroit people have in general. They think Detroit versus everybody means that when you say something bad about one of our teams, it's us versus the people who aren't the believers of the local team. And, you know, everybody could be really happy about how Brad Holmes has drafted, but you can question him.
Thank you.
Like we were basically a half away from a Super Bowl and we didn't get there. And then you win 15 games last year and you flame out. You haven't replaced either of the all pros you left off the offensive line. You lost two all pros. You didn't replace either of them with an all pro. And you've done nothing for 3 years to help Hutch on the other side. And I just can't even believe we're going into year three of Davenport and trusting that guy. It just seems like insanity to me. But, hey, there's going to be a bunch of people pissed at me because I said that stuff.
No, thanks, guys. Have a great Jason, weekend. Thank you. And I share your sentiment. I don't think any of it means we don't, A, think the team is good, B, think Brad Holmes is good, or C, think somehow they're going to have some terrible year. But, yeah, I think it's okay. Sports is all about questioning people. It's why I can't stand where the industry's at right now. The industry has basically found itself in a propaganda state where now everybody just sings for their supper depending on what network they're on versus just talk about sports. Team A, Team B.
Yeah,
it's okay to say one team sucks. Or one team's going to get punched in the face today.
But what if
you
get it wrong?
Who cares? Then we do it again next week.
Then you're stupid.
Which is a part of the job.
Right.
Like, we exist in a media now where no one's ever wrong because no one ever says anything. Like, what? Like, okay, here, case in point. Desmond Howard got a contract extension yesterday. Why? Name the five most interesting things he's ever said on game day. I'll wait. You can't. I could go to a college senior with college radio station tape and make a better demo than Desmond Howard. Why? Because Desmond Howard says nothing.
Yeah, probably the most. When he said does Desmond have to choke a woman?
Yeah, another brilliant statement.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is, I won't arrive there. But I have a right to become frustrated because I do think 90% of this audience, first of all, the rule in radio, not that anyone cares, but if you want to learn something, 95% of your audience will never call you. Ever. 95% of people sit, listen, and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of their ride-along companion. Mm-hmm. Hell, some people love to hate listen. That's fine, too. I don't understand it, but that's fine. The point I'm making is my job's to cater to the 95% of people who never call. And I like to think we still have enough people nodding their head in their car when we just talk common sense. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you agree or disagree. You can have whatever opinion you want. The propaganda crap, I can't do it. And we are at an all-time high right now, especially with college football. College football has been completely compromised. I mean, ESPN simply won't talk about the Big Ten, and Fox won't talk about the SEC,
yep.
And no one within their purview can do any wrong. No. I mean, hell, look right now. Big Ten Network's up. Can you tell me the last interesting thing Dave Wannstedt said? Here's a hint. Nothing. He hasn't, as in ever.
No.
Dave Revson? Please. The whole thing.
No, it's not about controversy. I mean, especially when you're the Big Ten Network, so you have to say everything is great. That's why when they would do the little traveling road show,
yeah.
It took years before.
Jerry DiNardo's had a boner for 20 years at every camp. Every team has looked amazing in camp. Hey, Jerry, if it lasts more than 6 hours, seek a doctor.
Right. Every team. Well, you know, I can see how they could win the Big Ten. Every team. So nobody loses.
Right. He's at Purdue. Have you seen the size of their drum?
I mean, McAfee does the same thing. He, whatever campus, when he's on his traveling road show, is like, oh, I'm talking to Tennessee's coach. I'm talking to Georgia's coach.
Oh, my God. And you see people rising in this industry, and I laugh at it because they don't even realize they're just useful idiots. Your job is literally to just glaze whoever your network puts in front of you.
No.
That's your career?
Yes.
Oh, but I won an Emmy. For what? You may as well work at Krispy Kreme. You're a glazer.
Could it be called a glazy then?
Yeah.
You are the epitome of the walking Instagram posts. You just want to be liked.
But that's the whole point is NFL football, sports, the whole fun of it is bantering. It's supposed to be the barbershop. It's supposed to be the bar. And it's like if we can't have a conversation about we like this team, we think this team's good, but man, they could be better, then we are lost.
You can't have a conversation of, wow, I wish we would have done, wait, our next door neighbor just did that same move that we've been begging.
Yeah, well, we draft ours. You don't know the cap and things. Let me get to D and we'll move along.
So you know what? If you draft yours,
oh boy,
trade and draft more.
You're a hater. D, you get the last word on this. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, good to talk to you, man. Second time in a week, man. That's a record for me.
Yeah, we will take that.
I appreciate it.
What's going on?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Okay, look, man, I didn't need 17 games last night. That's number one. I mean, golly, let me at least get to the weekend. You know, 17, what, maybe three of those games were decent? And I don't know who plays for who anymore with this NIL. I don't know what quarterback starts for what team. It's kind of frustrating, man. Then I go to the Big Ten Network to kind of get some clarity on my Big Ten, and they barely even talk about the upcoming season. So, been kind of frustrating start, man. But Michigan, best case, 11-1, go to the playoffs, make a run. Worst case, finish like you did last year, 8-4, because I think the defense is just that good that the defense should win you 8 games alone. And if the kid just doesn't lose you 2 or 3 games, I think 10, 11 wins should be a minimum. For Michigan State, best case, 9-3. That means Childs improved dramatically over the last couple of years.
That's their only way out is that they have a returning QB who is a top 50 recruit, and you got to hope he pops. Mm-hmm. You got to hope it happens.
You got to hope that it happens. You got to hope Michigan State's defense can step up. The defensive backfield been bad for a long time, man. Mm-hmm. So if they can kind of, you know, straighten that out a little bit with their schedule, Michigan State might can make a run and make a pretty good bowl or who knows, man, 9-3 maybe.
Okay, you know what it is, D?
To the playoffs.
D, it's about just regaining respect, regain some dignity.
That's it.
It's been an embarrassment. No, and you're right. The secondary, that thing's gone from the no-fly zone to a brothel. Everybody scores.
And let me put this in your ear real quick before I go. Hey, man, nobody really likes Sherrone Moore. But don't nobody want to come out and say it. People think he's kind of cringy. You know, he's kind of rubbed people the wrong way when we win. You know, the debacle at the end of the Ohio State game. You know, there's not a lot of juice for Michigan until the game comes on Saturday, because he don't have that highball effect. And I'm not saying that he has to, but he doesn't have like a good Sherrone Moore effect. I don't think people are really excited about him. And if Michigan tanks, he might be done after next year.
I'll leave that to Michigan fan. Right, I haven't.
Basically, you're saying that he's Jonathan Smith in khakis.
I'm not. I'll leave that to Michigan fan. I haven't picked up on much of that. I haven't.
David, are you a Michigan fan today?
Today I am.
Okay.
I don't see him getting fired.
No. I mean, but does he have juice? Does
address
he
what D
swag?
Said.
Does he have swag? Does like Harbaugh basically is a walking sideshow where he shows up and people are just fawning all over him?
Well, no, because he's different than Harbaugh. He's a different.
Well, right. He's not insane. That's not an insult. Sure. Harbaugh's nuts. Everybody knows it. That's not. Well, come on, man.
But it's
that's like saying Shaq is tall. I mean,
it's that crazy, insane. I want to hang around. Oh, can I get a picture with you?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's leave it alone. Are you ready for the picks?
I am.
Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
This is very exciting.
You guys had picks without me last week.
It was a test run.
Okay.
The records don't count. It was a test run. We were just having fun.
I didn't want to get TJ'd here.
No, you're fine. Okay. And don't worry. Captain Redface is back next week. I asked him if he was coming in today. Oh, rumble, brisket. I'm like, all right, we'll see you next week.
rumble, brisket.
He called me last night. It's almost 10 o'clock at night. I'm dozing off during this Nebraska game. He wants to do a full Micah Parsons film review. And I'm like, hey, coming on tomorrow? Oh, grumble, bacon. I'm like, okay, I'll see you next week.
Okay. Let's do the picks.
Next.
Respectfully.
Rumble. Okay, we begin the long journey for the first time. It's the picks. All right, let's get into it. We have got a full slate over 4 days. We begin tonight. Auburn at Baylor. Auburn laying 1.5. We start out with R.L. Beard.
You know, Mike, I don't know about this going on the road for Auburn. They've been a major disappointment. Coach probably maybe getting fired. Give me the Baylor Bears.
Over to Kenny.
I am also going Baylor. Why? Because I just don't like Auburn very much. Give me Baylor.
It's going to be a year of this, isn't it? David, go ahead.
This is all you need to know about this game. Jackson Arnold is still the quarterback at Auburn. He sucks. Take Baylor.
Planet Earth is on Baylor. That means I'm on Auburn. Plus, I hate Waco. There, done. Georgia Tech at Colorado. Georgia Tech laying 4.5. Rico Beard.
Well, thank God it's not 5.5. I feel a lot better.
You shouldn't. Money's pouring in on Colorado.
I still don't care. Colorado's going to be starting all over. What's Deion going to look like when he has to come up with an offense that's not for his kid? Give me Georgia Tech.
Kenny.
Yeah, Rico, you basically copied my notes there. What is he going to look like when he doesn't have to craft that kind of an offense? I'm going to take Georgia Tech as well.
We're all walking into this. I hope you know it. Coach Prime's going to be nude with a cowboy hat on. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, all seriousness. I mean, he's been dealing with an illness, hasn't been able to really coach his team all summer, spring.
How focused is he?
Right, so I'm going to go Georgia Tech here.
And here's what Mike says. I'm taking Colorado. You guys are a bunch of idiots.
No, I can't. I like Georgia Tech early in the week. I have to stick to it or I'd be a hypocrite. But I'm starting to worry. I'm walking into it. Haynes King, FTW. All right. Western Michigan at Michigan State. MSU now laying 21.5. The number's gone up. Do what you want. Rico.
Okay. So earlier, I'm going to give you guys a little behind the scenes. I'm like, you know what, Mike? I don't know if Michigan State covers. Mike told me if we wanted to be friends, I had to take Michigan State to cover.
Yeah, I said you seem like a Costa, like you got a catio.
Oh, so.
Get with it.
You know what? Go green.
Listen, it's week one. Every fan has one free pass to stupidly bet their team.
Right.
And that's going to be us when we lose tonight. Okay. It's going to be amazing. Kenny, go ahead.
Well, I don't want to be called what you just called, Rico. I certainly don't want us to not be friends anymore, so I will also go MSU.
Good man. Thank you.
He's setting us up.
David?
Maybe a reason why the number went up. Western's playing two quarterbacks. One's a JUCO quarterback. They have none, so let's go MSU.
It's simple. If Jonathan Smith likes his house and doesn't want to move his children, he best start winning games. And tonight is about fun. Delight these people who somehow want to be in that dump of a stadium. MSU, lay the points. I'm TJ Lang. Get there.
And somehow I actually heard that in TJ's voice, too.
That's what he sounds like. Let's go to Saturday. Big noon. This is a disgrace. Texas laying 1.5 now. Somebody threw a $500,000 bet and moved the line. Just FYI. Texas now favored 1.5 at OSU. Rico.
Wasn't me, but nobody, Mike. And I mean, nobody walks into the horseshoe unless you're Michigan and wins.
Oh, no.
OH.
Kenny.
You know what I have to do here. I've been slandering the Big Ten for weeks now. Give me Texas.
Over to Hatchet.
You're wrong. You're blinded on this one. It's going to be Ohio State in this one. Sorry, SEC.
I love Texas here. I'll take Kwiatkowski over Brian Hartline, and I will take Earth over Matt Patricia. That ain't Jim Knowles calling that defense.
Right, but in a game like this, I always say who has the best player. He's a wide receiver for
Truth, and guess
Ohio
what?
State.
In the playoff game, three targets, one catch. They've got Muhammad, and I ain't talking about the dude in the Bible, the corner. Mm-hmm. Give me Texas. Hook him. All right, Bama, Florida State. Bama now laying 14.5. This number's gone up. We go to R.L. Beard.
Well, I guess this is a game, Kenny. It'll mean more. Kalen DeBoer has to come out here. He has to make a statement in this game, and I think that he will. It will be unmerciful. Give me Bama.
Kenny.
Yeah, I usually have a don't pick Bama in the picks policy that I've abided by for a few years
now.
Too
bad. But take Bama.
I think I have to. I'm breaking policy. We're going Bama laying the 14.5.
David,
Kenny's a smart man. I was going to hurt him with this one, but I go Bama. Doesn't hurt him at all.
I hurt myself with this one, David. I'm not happy about it.
You can't win with a 5A quarterback. It's just science. Give me Bama. LSU, Clemson in Death Valley. Clemson now laying 4.5. This number's jumped. Rico.
I think this game's going to be a lot closer than that, so I'm going to take LSU and the points.
Okay. Kenny.
I also think this game is going to be a lot closer than that. 4.5 is enough points for me to confidently say LSU.
You are aware Brian Kelly still coaches.
I am aware. I am aware.
But he also needs a job.
Over to David.
You ain't lying. The white James Franklin is down there, down south.
He'll be selling cars with JoJo in a minute.
With his family, he's losing this one. Clemson all day.
Give me Clemson. But again, I do think it'll be a close game. But Brian Kelly's going to do something late that's going to just kill them.
Tell them about it, JoJo.
New Mexico and Michigan. Michigan laying 34.5. Go ahead. Just say it.
No, I'm going to go with New Mexico. Michigan is going to call off the dogs. Michigan is going to try to save things for Oklahoma.
You little John over there?
What?
Yeah, I think Michigan's dead. They're going to be trying to save a lot of things for Oklahoma. They'll do enough. They'll put them away. They'll win by like 30 points, but not 35.
Grumble, grumble, hater. All right, thank you, TJ. Over to Kenny.
Give me New Mexico. Freshman quarterback. I can't do that. That's too many points.
David.
A lot of Michigan fans will be saying, because Bryce Underwood's going crazy, Michigan.
You know, I'd like him.
He's one of the good ones.
A lot of African Americans.
This is going to be like David's wedding night. Full throttle, Michigan. All right, let's go to Sunday. V-Tech against Lenoris Sellers. South Carolina laying 7.5. Rico, you know what to do here.
I do, Mike, but you're not going to like it.
You know what to do.
I'm going Virginia Tech.
I love it. Good man. Gobble, gobble. Over to Kenneth Cott.
Gobble, gobble. Give me V-Tech also.
Over to David.
No, South Carolina in this one all day. Blowout. Let's go, South Carolina.
And guess what? They lost 8 guys on that defense that got at least to a training camp. 4 got drafted. I think Brent Pry's under pressure. Give me the 7.5. Give me V-Tech. Notre Dame, Miami. ND laying 2.5. Rico Beard.
And there's a great chance of a thunderstorm during this game, so buckle up. This could be a long game, folks. But I think Notre Dame can go on the road, handle the Florida Heat. Give me the Fighting Irish.
Kenny.
I'm a large Miami hater, so I'm going to take Notre Dame here. Also, I don't think Miami is ever as good as they think they are. So the number 10 ranking, that tracks with them. Give me Notre Dame.
David.
Please, I hope he wears shorts on the sideline. Freeman, please do it for me. Let's go Notre Dame.
I'll just take the coach that doesn't wear a diaper. Give me Marcus Freeman. Notre Dame. Monday night, we have to have it here. It's the Jordan Hudson Bowl. North Carolina and TCU. Horned Frogs? What is that? Is it this thing? The little do-do-do-do-do. All right, well, they're laying 3.5. Go ahead. And that's Rico making the Horned Frog side.
Give me TCU because...
Grumble, grumble, frogs.
Grumble, grumble. I have no idea.
Thank you, TJ.
Grumble, grumble. Who's on North Carolina?
Get there!
Who's on North Carolina's team? I don't know. You don't know. Bill Belichick doesn't know.
But he's not even coaching. She is.
Right.
All right. Kenny.
Well, she might have a great strategy here, so I'm going to go North Carolina, grumble, grumble.
Get there. Virtual TJ is going to be a scene when he doesn't show up at one point this fall. David, go ahead.
The ceiling is the roof. Well, yes. Not this time. TCU all day.
Give me TCU. I got to see it to believe it with North Carolina, and I don't like Gio Lopez, their quarterback. So there's that. Those are the picks. Grumble, grumble. 97-1.